municipal court practices. One of the many disturbing scenes to come out of Ferguson was incidental video footage of dozens of local residents, overwhelmingly black, spilling out of the courthouse and waiting. And waiting. They were there, late at night, to be processed by the court, not for any alleged violations tied to the protests, but for a ticket each had gotten weeks or months before Darren Wilson shot Michael Brown. From the report, the court primarily uses its judicial authority as a means to compel the payment of fines and fees that advance the city's financial interests. This has led to court practices that violate the 14th Amendment's due process and equal protection requirements. I can hear cops all over the land exclaiming, "Hey, do the crime, do the time. We did our jobs, the court is doing its job. It's called accountability." What that sentiment fails to take into account are the thousands of citations and arrests of the questionable nature and dubious quality described above. That, plus a Kafkaesque system that piles on additional fees and conditions that make it all but impossible for the city's poor to meet those obligations. And it's not just in Ferguson. All states make provisions for the suspension of a driver's license for a variety of reasons, such as failure to pay a traffic fine, driving under the influence of alcohol or other drugs, lack of insurance, or liability in a motor vehicle accident. In California alone, 4 million drivers have had their driving privileges suspended. Say a cop catches you on radar doing 45 miles per hour in a 35 miles per hour zone. You're unemployed, undereducated, have a language difficulty, haven't a spare dime to your name, and now you're facing a $180 fine. The date for your court case comes and goes. Your license is suspended, a warrant issued for your arrest. Your troubles are just beginning. Say you find a job, start earning wages. Driving home from work one day, you get pulled over for a minor traffic violation. The officer runs your ID through the system. He busts you for the warrant, writes you up for the additional violation, plus driving on a suspended license, and he impounds your car. At this point, you're probably looking at $1,000 or more to set yourself straight with the courts. You're also looking at the possibility of license revocation, and depending